This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Just really trying to evaluate the overall football player. The other piece, I kind of press pause on just a little bit in terms of how well they connect with their teammates, this and that. Sometimes you see some things jump off the page. Max's situation's already been pretty documented and what a kind of vibrant personality he is. Mm-hmm. You know, a number of guys come here and it's new to them. And this is now they're small fish in a big pond as opposed to the other way around. So they don't always show us maybe who they exactly are until they get more comfortable and the trust builds a little bit more and they can feel free to open up. That piece varies a little bit person to person.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer is stank-eyeing me from across the room as I made in the break another mention of navy blue and a possibility of, hey, the Bills should outline their numbers on their uniform in navy blue instead of black. And still getting stank-eyed with no verbal communication. It's all nonverbal right now.
You're going to send me to therapy.
I need an adult.
You're going to be the reason I go to therapy at some point. And if friends are the ones sending you to therapy, isn't that the right way to go?
Yeah, they're not. I feel like it's not a true friendship unless one ends up being in an intensive therapy session. I feel like it's an even trade-off, right?
I don't know. That doesn't sound too good, actually.
No?
No.
It's not a little toxic.
But man, your ideas, sometimes, man, I don't know sometimes I think, why am I here?
All I got to keep the eyes open. Keep the eyes open.
Navy uniforms?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with the early 2000s.
Bringing Navy back.
Everyone did it. Everyone did it. That was the problem. Everyone did it.
Who else?
The Sabres did it.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
I was thinking NFL only. Sorry.
Oh yeah, no, if you want to look at the NHL, almost all the teams did it.
Yeah,
it was disgusting.
A lot of royal blue did go to navy.
The Rangers had an alternate uniform that was navy. The Islanders made their primary that was navy. It was this sick fascination with the color navy blue instead of going with something cleaner. That, like, those teams all walked it back.
They did walk it back. The Sabres took quite a long time to walk it back, but they did.
It's like navy stinks as a jersey color. This is where I side with another Joe.
Oh, Sneaky Joe?
Sneaky would absolutely be on my side here in the battle against anything navy jerseys.
Are you against, like, anti-navy blue in general?
Yes, because on television it doesn't look good.
The Patriots look fine.
Mm.
No.
The Titans look like garbage.
You just don't like the Titans. I can't accept that
answer. They still
look
like garbage.
I like the Titans Oilers
considering
uniform.
Considering they went to more Navy in their uniform, it looks worse.
I don't like the Navy on Navy, I guess.
Yeah.
But
Nashville stopped using Navy as its primary and went with yellow jerseys. It is still a main color of their franchise, but they now have yellow jerseys.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I the whole jersey conversation can get interesting because I feel like there's so many different
Vancouver
avenues it could take.
Doesn't use Navy.
No.
After they did.
Seattle, those Navy uniforms look
Seattle,
good.
Seattle, I think, is one of the few that's fine.
Because they have gray and green. It kind of works.
Edmonton used Navy. They walked it back. It's like Navy is a bad color for television.
We should. I think we're going to have to experiment. We're going to have to see. We're going to have to see what's going on. But the
Columbus is one team that will stick with Navy, and that's just going to happen. That's who they are.
Mm-hmm. In case you missed it, by just tuning in.
In case you missed it, Joe's trying to send me up a wall.
In the last segment of hour two, Navy blue Bills jerseys. Could that be the rivalry jersey?
No.
Do they go back to the 2000s?
No.
Or do they go 90s and just change the stripe on the arm with a red helmet?
They can't do it. They can't do that. The Rams had Navy. They got rid of that.
Honestly, it should just be the current uniform with a red helmet, but the Buffalo standing on top of a dolphin. If we're going to call them rivalry uniforms.
Look, it just... the fact that you said the Navy uniform idea, I don't know what I'm doing with my life sometimes.
What, it's Saturday at 1 p.m. You don't want to talk about the Bills-Navy-Toronto series Navy uniforms? Toronto's in the NHL playoffs.
I did say something about a programming note. Don't make me hold up to that.
What, you're going to therapy?
No, pile driving you through the table.
Oh, that's right.
Time to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to DJ in Lockport. DJ, how you doing? Help me out of this spiral.
I'm telling you, the second he said that, all I could see is J.P. Lossman rolling out to the right and just launching an interception. I want no part of it at all.
Thank you.
I feel like this organization, just like the Sabres did, they made the right decision and went back to the old blues, to the Royal Blues.
Yeah.
The city is dying to see the greatest quarterback we've ever had. I grew up watching Jim Kelly. Josh Allen already is better than Jim Kelly, in my opinion. I get it. Four Super Bowls. But we want to see this greatness in that red helmet, that old 90s style throwback uniform. They were amazing. Just like the Sabres are with the black and reds, it's just a different feel. They even play better. I think just statistically they play better with those jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same idea. We were just so good back then. It's like they have a gold mine just waiting to make the right decision. I'm not going to lie. The chicken wing uniform sounds appealing to me just a tad bit. It does. But they have something they could just make a simple idea happen. And the city will love it, because if anything other than that, I feel like they're going to get backlash, and it's going to be bad, because we've been all over online. People have been, like, crawling to get this jersey and that combo, that helmet combo with Allen in it, and I just think it's a no-brainer to me. So we'll see what happens, and go Bills. So thanks, guys. Thanks. Take care.
Appreciate it, DJ, and I hear you driving. Drive safe.
Yeah, go Bills.
But, hey. No, it absolutely has to do with the fact that the Navy uniforms also...
Trauma.
...were also among the worst era of football within this organization.
See, you were in therapy for the Navy uniforms back in the day. And
it
now
was also the team.
Yeah, yeah.
The team did not help.
But I couldn't handle myself when he said J.P. Lossman rolling out and throwing a pick. Oh, man.
So, but it's also DJ's point of the red helmet.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do for an alternate uniform is just... change a helmet color.
Yeah.
I think because with the current uniforms, it works.
Mm-hmm. I wish they just would change the helmet in general, all time, red helmet. It just looks better.
And not many teams have it. Only one other does.
Wasn't it because Jim Kelly was colorblind, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that?
What, he couldn't play against the Chiefs?
No, it was
or
easy.
The Jets?
The helmet was easier for him to distinguish than a white helmet. Like, it helped him.
I don't know. That's not on me.
No,
I'm not answering that question.
No. And I'm not saying he was or anything like that. I've just heard that through the grapevine.
Yeah, no.
You don't know what's happening.
I'm not grapevining nothing.
No.
So it is kind of funny. A red helmet would have avoided the colorblind game, the infamous colorblind game, where the Bills had the white helmet and red uniform and pants, and the Jets had a white helmet and the green uniform and pants. That was infamously now known as a colorblind game.
He was red-green colorblind.
Yep.
So the red helmets to him.
So people that are red-green colorblind, that game years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Jets-Bills game.
Yes.
Yeah, the color rush game. One of the first color rush games.
It was
Christmas game.
Yeah. It was a color rush game. And yeah, anyone that was red, green colorblind,
I'm looking at light gray and dark gray.
You better have had audio, because otherwise you did not know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But again, just to know, though, like so many people walk back, so many teams have walked back Navy. It just makes too much sense that you're wrong.
I get it. I get it. I'm a sicko. Okay.
Yes, you are. But I also know that with things that are promotional, they don't typically walk the standard color ideals.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And you saying that not only put me in a you're wrong, it also gave me a small degree of fear that you might call it.
that could...
You might be right that it happens. You're wrong about it being a good idea.
But that could be what they go with.
But that you might be right that they do something
they're
like
this. They're
still
in Madden every year.
Yes.
So they're truly not forgotten.
I wish they were.
But here's the thing. I think the home, if we had to distinguish between the two, the home jersey, much more appealing to look at, the all-navy, than the white with royal blue numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the away was atrocious. And then, like, that royal blue shoulder line thing,
oh,
it was bad. Yeah. It was really bad.
It was really bad.
Trent Edwards in that.
Yep.
Yikes.
Yep. Yep.
See, like, I get that. But, like, the home navy blue was better than that. We have to admit that.
Because it was all one static color, yes.
Yes.
But I just
that's when I. But I get it. I got
a legitimate chill down my spine thinking about those uniforms.
What? Do you think they'll be like the sheeny?
And not a good chill.
The sheeny like Reebok look, or will they be like the Nike look? That's the question. I
hope you're wrong. That they're not.
Just hope.
I'm hoping that we never have to see Navy with the Buffalo Bills ever again.
Mm.
We'll go back to the phones though. I will say, the one thing you did is you got people joining us here today. Louie in Hamilton, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, get back to what you were saying about Jim Kelly. Yes, that is correct. He changed the color to red because he couldn't distinguish the color. Steve Tasker also had mentioned that early on the radio, on your radio show, when he does his podcast. He had mentioned it about a week ago or something like that. But anyway, moving forward, guys. I look forward. Like, apparently, there's a new uniform coming out. Am I correct on that?
Yep.
That's rivalries.
What sparked this, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I look forward to it. I hear it's going to be a red helmet, right? And we don't know anything else about it, do we?
We're hoping it's going to be a red helmet. The issue we're having is we don't know whether it's going to be the navy blue uniform with the red helmet or the 90s uniform with the red helmet.
You know all that matters with that uniform?
Mm-hmm.
As long as Josh Allen's in it. It doesn't matter what color it is. It could
That's
be whatever,
point.
Right?
Louis, you do have a point.
But if I could quickly say on the defense.
Yeah.
You know what? We had to make these moves that we had to make because, as great as Josh Allen is, he cannot play defense. And I really felt bad for the guy. I'll be honest with you. you know what? When it's third and long or fourth and whatever, you know, even in the championship games, we can't even get the get these guys off the field. You know, we had to be able to put pressure and stop the opposing team's offense. And I think it's a great, great move. You know, if one of these guys becomes a really good player, we won. One of these defensive ends, like Landon, I believe his name. Landon Jackson, sorry. Landon Jackson, TJ, or the other big boy, I can't remember.
But Joey Bosa, yep.
Guys, yeah. Anybody, any combination, two or three guys make come in, we're going to be great. We're going to be great on defense. I like that we addressed the corner. I think we got two steals later in the rounds with those two corners, Strong being one of them, and I can't remember the other kid from Ohio State. But I think we did really, really well. I look really forward to this season. Barring any major injury, this team, I think, I'm going to say it right now, because I called it when Jim Kelly, when Josh Allen came drafted. I said he was going to be a great player. I know it's going to eat strong if I was wrong. We are going to the Super Bowl this year. And if I'm wrong, I'll tell you I'm wrong. But we are going to the Super Bowl. I'm not saying we're going to win it. I don't know. But we're going to the Super Bowl this year.
Louis, I hope you're right. And I appreciate the call there. Thanks for everything there.
He's right.
I could wax poetic about the defense all day.
Yeah.
So I could avoid you talking about Navy uniforms.
The defense might look pretty good in a Navy uniform in a game this season.
Stop.
Listen, I'm not trying to say it. I genuinely think that might be an avenue they take. Like, that's the thing. I think it is a possibility. There's a non-zero chance they're playing in a Navy uniform for a throwback.
I think I'm going to like take one of these extra hats and just like throw it at you. Because it's an HR complaint if I grab a chair. What are you doing to me, man?
I don't know. I could be the walking. I'm just putting you. You're going to go to therapy. Like that doesn't sound good on paper. My coworker's sending me to therapy.
Well, the thing is that this is all my fault. Let's be real here.
Well,
all of this is my fault.
You also mentioned something else uniform-wise in the blue helmet that they've Josh Allen has worn the black as well. He wore a black helmet. So there are other variations
that we're not seeing coming.
Like they could, like we're looking
at. Control everyone that wants a red helmet.
Right.
By doing a black or a red helmet.
Yeah. And we're looking at the two past on-field versions of the uniform. There are probably concepts that were tossed around that they could.
There's
throw
concepts
in there.
That are going to go in there that we've not seen.
Right, like a city uniform. It could be a uniform based on the city of Buffalo.
The Lions have
the Ford
a black alternate uniform.
They have a logo based off of the Ford Mustang. Like they changed things for that, so it could be something similar to that too. But we're just looking at past field representations. Yeah. That's really it.
Yeah. So that's where, like, I'm interested to see where that whole thing goes.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And we're not going to know for a little bit. That's the problem.
We're going to know
the games. We'll know who they're playing. It's going to be against the Dolphins, Patriots, or Jets.
There is going to be probably two uniforms leaked on that day.
Yes, probably. They
just
to
get
something.
People going.
Yeah. And it could be the Bills. Because it's going to be one of the two divisions that have in the first year.
And the Bills are a big draw.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, Buffalo. Here's your navy blue jersey. I can see it now.
Stop.
Oh, you're playing the Dolphins in Buffalo? Prime time?
I wish.
Navy blue with a red helmet.
You're seriously going to literally send Derek into therapy?
I think the asylum more than therapy at this point. It's starting to get too far.
If we were streaming.
Yeah, if the cameras were on.
You would not see my face because my hand is covering it.
I'd be intrigued to see what the bullpen thought. I'm not going to lie.
You wouldn't see my face right now. My hand is over my face.
No.
Not conventionally because I'm wearing glasses.
Right. You can't.
Because I'm a nerd.
You can't palm your face with glasses.
It takes more effort to do that. So like.
But all things aside, I do like a new uniform being put out there. The color rush was great for the first season.
Honestly, it would have been better if it was just the red jersey and you got white pants.
The white pants, yeah. But then you look like the Patriots. I don't like that about them. But then again, I'm a hypocrite because I like the navy blue jerseys and they look like the Patriots. So I don't know where I stand on that. I'm in limbo.
Maybe you're now seeing the...
No, I like the navy though. I'm not going to lie. It's because I grew up with that.
I grew up
with the 90s. I grew up with that. Do you get it? Like that's kind of where I'm at.
Yes and no, but most of my football watching was with those uniforms.
Navy blue?
Yes.
Yeah. I've only seen the documentary with the 90s jerseys.
So
that's really it.
Yeah, like when I was a child, I watched them, but I don't remember much about them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a good amount about those uniforms.
Yeah.
But even so, when I would play ESPN NFL 2K5 on the PlayStation 2.
I found that the other day at my house.
I would try as often as possible to change myself to the 90s uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Or even the combo they have now, which was back earlier in the 80s.
Yeah.
It was the white helmet and the blue pants.
I put the red helmet on everything in Madden or whatever mm-hmm. I play. The red helmet is a non-question.
It's a fun aesthetic, and I do hope that they finally listen with that, but I have way too much of an inkling at this point of like in my gut that they're not going to do a red helmet for the rivalries thing just to troll everyone that wants it.
100%. It's going to be the chicken wing jersey.
No.
It's got to be.
It's not going to be the chicken wing jersey. It's going to be something entirely different, though.
It's going to be a blue cheese themed jersey.
I doubt that they're going to
do it. It's just got crumbly bricks of moldy cheese around it.
Because it's about rivalry. It's not about cities necessarily. It's about the rivalries. It's about the hatred.
Right. It should be a standing buffalo on top of a dolphin. Like, if we're really going to do something like that, let's take it all the way. What do you think?
I don't know what to think anymore.
Navy blue standing buffalo on top of a dolphin.
I don't know what to think anymore.
Yes. Can I hammer that? Yes.
I don't. You are rendering me
speechless.
Speechless in a sense.
It doesn't happen frequently.
In a business where we're required to talk. You do realize that, right?
Yeah, I'm nerfing you.
You're not just nerfing me. You're subjecting us to fines.
No.
If there's no audio for a certain amount of time, that is rendered finable.
Well, I'll tell you what. In about 5 minutes, just over 5 minutes, the voice of the Bandits, John Gertler, is going to set things back on track. We're going to get into some NLL playoffs talk. The Bandits' fifth consecutive trip. We're going to get out, though, so we can get right on time to Mr. John Gertler. So stay with us. Thank you for staying through the Jersey talk if you did. This is Sports Talk Saturday.
Love people chiming in, too.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. That's off-season taste for you. We'll have more of it. This is Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Calley, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.